There is nothing in the sports world that quite compares to Friday Night Lights. The fall atmosphere, the band, hometown kids making a name for themselves, the smell of the concession stand, the brisk air, fans and parents who are reliving their glory days, and a team of kids trying to bring home their school's net state title to forever etch their names in the history books. As much of a staple that Friday Night Lights are to local communities all across Iowa and the nation, these games would be mere scrimmages without the work of football officials. Officials, refs, stripes, zebras, footlocker employees, whatever you might call them, they are a crucial part of making Friday Nights happen, and they are vital to the future of the sport we love. States all across the nation are seeing a shortage of officials in not just football, but all sports. And those states that are not seeing a shortage are seeing the median age of current officials continue to rise, with not enough young officials to supplement ongoing retirements. Young people all across the nation are choosing not to pursue a future in officiating, in large part due to the treatment officials receive from parents, coaches and fans, and yes, even broadcasters, which in return is putting all of sports at many levels at risk for future crisis, as games might not be able to be played years down the road due to the simple fact that there will be nobody there to officiate them. I have been a longtime basketball and baseball official for a large part of my life, and have seen firsthand how much we desperately need officials for the future of organized sports, but I also observe that it continues to be one of the only professions in the world where people who have never done it before feel they are more qualified than the people who are certified to do the job. On today's Football Friday Night feature, I dive into the importance of football officials here in our state and the crucial role they play in making the magic of Friday Night Lights happen week in and week out. Iowa High School Athletic Association Assistant Director Todd Tharp, who oversees officials in the state of Iowa, says that although he doesn't believe Iowa currently has a shortage of football officials in the state, he says he does believe that the median age of current officials is something to be of concern.
We've got officials that are out there. We've got some awesome officials, but research is showing us that just over the last 10 or 12 years, our median age of our official is already increased 3 years. So we, just like any other business, we're going to have people that are going to be retiring, as we had, football officials that retired last year. We need to fill those spots and to bring them into and recruiting. And recruiting is an important part of things.
Tharp says that a program has been implemented with high schools in Iowa to help attract those younger officials.
We're offering a program that all of our high schools can get involved with called Ref Reps, to where our high school students can be taught curriculum about officiating a particular sport. So there's officiating for football, for basketball, for volleyball, baseball. So there's a variety of those that they can be taught right in the classroom. They can earn PE credit for it. So we're trying to encourage that part of things.
Tharp adds that mentoring for young officials is critical for the future of having good officials in our sports.
We need to get some of these, younger people involved, to get their feet wet a little bit, so to say, to work some JV games, to work some junior high games, and then to get some good mentoring, to have some of those veteran officials then be able to take them out and catch them the importance of understanding the rules of the game, so that then, maybe by year three or by year four or year five, then they are ready then to, tackle, no pun intended, for football, but to then get into those varsity games.
Ryan Roberts, who is a local realtor here in Knoxville, has been a longtime football official in the state of Iowa and says there is a lot to enjoy about wearing the stripes on a Friday night.
Football officiating, it's the officials and the kids out there on the field, a long way from the fans, and it's just enjoyable for a Friday night, under the lights, the band playing, you can smell the hot dogs cooking. You feel like you're at a bigger game every varsity Friday night normally. So it just, it's enjoyable. You get to spend it with four or five of your good friends. You get to drive to the facility. You get to drive home. You get to go out for dinners. Some stuff like that. The travel's fun with your friends.
Roberts also says it's important to get younger officials involved into our sports, and that it's a great source of extra income.
It's extremely important. We've got a shortage right now, Clayton, already, and I imagine the shortage is only going to get better. we need to encourage the kids. I always try to encourage young kids. It's a good extra income. You know, it doesn't take up a lot of time. It's enjoyable if you enjoy the game, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, softball, volleyball, whatever sport you enjoy, there's a need, and you can keep yourself kind of active in that. If you have coaching aspirations down the line, it's always good to know the rules and be in their shoes so you know how it feels to be in their shoes. So I always encourage young coaches maybe to go get their license, try it out so that you know what the official's going through a little bit. So
Roberts adds that for younger officials, it's important to not listen to the discouraging voices that may be coming your way.
At the end of the day, you know, you have to enjoy it. So you need to enjoy it and not worry about, you know, we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. You're going to learn and grow through mistakes just like you do in every other career. And I think it's one of those ones, maybe you're a little more in the profile of public eye, that scares people. But I just encourage them to not listen to what they're saying and to go back to what they know and the rules that they've been taught and the way they've been taught to do it.
John Parsons, who is a longtime Iowa football official and a signer who actually assigns my basketball and baseball games, thanks for the work, John, has now developed a business called the Parsons Project where he works to bring in new officials for several different sports and gives them the mentoring they need. Parsons says that a surplus is what we really need in terms of official numbers.
I think we need to be at a surplus. A surplus, I mean, just having enough is never good because then you don't have choices. You have a lot of guys that are going, they're signing up right away and the ink's barely dry in their first registration. They're already being assigned to a varsity crew and probably because they've been talked into it. Some may be welcoming it and some are, you know, like me, I didn't even do any varsity my first couple of years in any of my sports. I wanted to get comfortable. And back then there was plenty of varsity officials. Now it's like, oh, we need you on a varsity crew. And then now they're kind of learning on the fly. And it's in most cases, it's been okay, but it's just having enough is pretty much like a shortage. We always need more officials.
Parsons says that pairing new officials with experienced officials who are willing to mentor is a key piece to the success of future officials.
The mentoring is the key. You can't just work your games with somebody who's a good official. They have to be a good official, and they also have to be patient with new people. Not every person is meant to be a mentor, so to speak. So somebody could be a good official, but that doesn't teach somebody very good. You got to put the right rookies with the right veterans.
Parsons adds that in a world today where you often hear about all the bad stuff that happens to officials, he wants people to understand all of the good that comes from the job as well.
The big thing we got to emphasize is, yeah, sometimes you hear the horror stories about officials being yelled at, but that's the only, but you don't hear about all the good times. You don't hear about all the good coach interactions, the kid interactions, when you've left a field and a fan has told you thank you for being there, and that happens quite a bit. And in the horror stories, those are going to be, actually, you know, as much as it gets blown out of proportion on YouTube and TV and different media and stuff, it's really doesn't happen all that much. And we just have to kind of instill in them to have faith in the athletic directors that they're going to do their job. They're going to take care of major stuff when it happens. So just, you know, and you got a crew of five there, you got people to lean on, you know, there's five of you on the crew. So you shouldn't have to worry too much about something happening.
If you are interested in becoming a football official yourself, Tharp says that the process of getting started is quick and easy.
And probably the best place to start is just to come to our website, at the Iowa High School Athletic Association, www.iahsaa.org. And there's some links there on how to get started, how to get your information into a database for Dragonfly. And then, you know, reach out to Whitney or myself. And because then the next question is, well, how do I start getting games? Well, we know the assigners in the area. We know the local assigners, the local associations, and then we can get you in contact with them and hopefully start getting you, get you all registered up, pay a $60 fee to be a football official, watch an online rules meeting, take you about 15 or 20 minutes, pass an exam, 50 question, open book question. We'll send you some books and you can go out there and start officiating, and then we'll get you some games.
So next time you want to yell or criticize an official, just remember that you might just be jeopardizing the future of organized sports in our state. Next time you see an official, thank them because their work is vital and always a thankless job. And for the bid-belly dads who are listening to this that like to run their mouths about calls at every high school game and even their kids' youth tournaments, maybe it's time to get certified yourself. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Clayton Sampson.